Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
God bless you, Blood River Radio family, for hanging on. We love you so much. We do this, for first and foremost, for our own family and our own friends. But, you know, we consider you people who are listening to our show, especially the ones that support us. We consider you family members. That's why we do this. We're trying to save the remnant. You know, all of us aren't going to be saved. Like the scripture says, the way to destruction is wide and well marked, and many will fall thereof, something like that. And the road to salvation is narrow, and few will go. It's pretty much like in life, you know. Most people, probably a lot of people listening to our instructions, these vital instructions we've been giving you by our expert instructor, Michael Tubbs. A lot of you, and last week, Dr. Michael Hill, a lot of you will probably just shrug it off as entertainment. Well, it is entertaining for me, people like me, because I love stuff like this. But I can gather and double damn tea. It's not just entertainment. I cannot let you know, reiterate enough, your life could well depend on the lessons Mike's been giving you. The lessons is our third classroom, you know, because most of the stuff he's talking about, I never heard of. And you need to know that, folks. But anyways, we're very, very blessed to have Michael on to give in this. We certainly are. But right now, we've got a new fellow on. His name is Mike Weaver, and he is a doer. He doesn't just sit on his butt and talk. I talked to him, I think, day before yesterday, and he gave me some incredible information. Anyway, Mike, tell people who you are. Talk to the Blood River Radio audience. Tell them, give them your website, anything you'd like to tell them. Then we're going to ask you some questions.
Sounds wonderful. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Well, my name is Michael Weaver. I've been a pro-white activist now for 28 years. Since the age of 14 years old, I started out with the National Alliance, putting out over 100,000 flyers in Columbus, Georgia. And right now, I currently live in Cartersville, Georgia, which is further north. And I've been battling the Orwellian thought police here on regards to free speech. And I've retained a legal counsel lawyer out of Atlanta who's a civil rights attorney named Justin Showalter, who is actually handling several of my cases here locally.
Wow. Is that, his name is Justin Showalter?
Yeah, he's a civil rights attorney out of Atlanta, Georgia.
I got you. Well, you know, maybe we have our audience, maybe they can throw him some business. That would be great if we could reward him financially with what he's done for you. When Biscuit from Florida told me about you, I was totally fascinated. I said, Biscuit, if you can get that guy, you need to get him on our show. You know, I know Michael Tubbs knows about you. Rans knew about you. I didn't know until Biscuit out of Florida told us. Tell the people, if you will, I was totally enthralled with what you've been doing. Tell the people what you've been doing, what's got you in hot water with the Zog.
Well, I do everything legal activism here in Cartersville, Georgia. I have about a dozen signs exposing Jewish supremacy, and I hold them peacefully on a public sidewalk in front of the Bartow County Courthouse. And I wear a body cam while I'm doing that, just in case, you know, to protect myself legally. And also, I distribute thousands of flyers all over Cartersville, Georgia, which is Bartow County, exposing the Jewish ownership of the media, the Jewish involvement in the slave trade, the Jews behind the immigration under the Hart-Celler Act of 1965, the Jews behind abortion. Basically, my whole goal is to try to wake up as many white Americans as possible to the Jewish domination of America.
You know, I'm too far away from the mic. I was writing that down. I mean, this may be an aside, but I think that the Hart-Celler Act of 1965, that was signed by the saint, Ronald Reagan. He was the saint of all. I believe he's the one that was in office. That was before his time. 1965 was way before Reagan was in. I stand corrected. Well, anyway, if you will, tell the audience. I mean, I was really thrilled and tickled. And you really fired me up and gave me, hope. for some of the things I've got planned because, you know, we have a gigantic Baptist church here in Memphis. It's within probably 3 miles where I live. And, I mean, huge. You could literally fly a helicopter inside it. I really do believe you could. You know, and I was on the sidewalk several years ago. It must have been about 3 years ago. It's hard to keep track of the time. And I had signs. And some of my signs I made myself said, open borders for Israel. And had some other signs that said, gun control for Israel. And I'm telling you guys, you would have thought that I had the Goodyear blimp coming over that church telling them the preacher that his mother was a whore. You would not believe how the people come rolling out of that church like waltz, man, like you throw a smoke bomb and, waltz coming out of there. And they were so violent, attacked me. Here I was in the 70s, in my early 70s then. One guy whips out a taser. One guy was a Memphis City cop. Who was, they go to that church, Bellevue Baptist Church. That's the name, but I can't stand that damn place. But anyway, I wish I had known what you said. Tell the people but I'm going to ask you, before I ask you this question, what should I do when I go back? Should I go to, I'm going to go back and to that church again and hold up these signs. I've been told, and here's the thing, I don't get too long-winded. I went all over the city. I asked our city council representative, I asked the mayor's office, I asked everybody, what are the laws? Don't I have a right? I'm an American citizen. I'm a citizen of the state of Tennessee, citizen of Shelby County. I'm a veteran. Why can't I not stand on the public sidewalk and hold up signs of free speech? So, Mike,
you actually can, and I'm going to give you the Supreme Court case law that gives you every right to do that just now if you'd like.
Great, great. That was my next question.
A state or municipality may not ban the distribution of leaflets on streets, sidewalks, or other public places like public parks, public courthouses. That's Supreme Court ruling Jameson versus Texas and Marsh versus Alabama. Those are two Supreme Court case laws that give you every right to peacefully hold a sign or put out literature in public places or a public street or a public sidewalk. And if you want to, you can go door to door, as I tell members of the League of the South, as I've done before, with copies of the Free Magnolia publication by Dr. Michael Hill. And you can actually go door to door and distribute literature that way. It's Watchtower Bible and Tract Society versus the Village of Stratton. And there's another one, Martin versus the City of Struthers. Those two Supreme Court case laws give you the right to go door to door to exercise your constitutional rights, whether it's political literature or religious literature, and it trumps all city ordinances. Do not let the cops tell you otherwise.
That is amazing. That would you recommend probably I was told to go to the police station and let the people know the little substation closest to the church and let them know what I'm getting ready to do. In fact, I would do that anyway, to have my phone ready for 911, because you not believe how violent these people got when I did that. And it was just me against a bunch of those dudes, man. I'm not kidding. I finally had to decide that discretion was the better part of valor, because it was getting ready to get bad. And this was a Baptist church. So what should a person, say for instance, Eddie or Ran or Mike, we're getting ready to go to a gigantic Baptist church and stir up a bunch of horrors. What should they do first? Should they go to the police station, alert their lawyer? What should they do, Mike?
Just make sure if you can have a buddy with you to film everything that goes on, or wear a body cam. I personally wear a body cam, do all of my activism. That way I can forward it to my attorney. So in case anyone, lies saying I'm threatening them or doing something violating the law, I have it on record that I did everything peacefully and legally so he can defend me in court. But as you were saying earlier, you said that a police officer pulled a stun gun on you, correct, upon leaving church? Is that correct?
The police officer and one of his associates had a taser, stun gun, et cetera. before it was said and done, I could not believe that many of these goons come out. This 172-year-old dude. I'm laughingly laughing at him, like I'm something like I was the greatest danger, like Bonnie and Clyde was out there, like it was John Dillinger. You know, I mean, my God. But so you think what about going to the police and alerting your lawyer beforehand? Would you do that?
I don't bother with doing that because there's no law or requirement that you have to let the police know that, hey, you're going to be at a particular area exercising your constitutional rights. You don't have to tell them that. So it's the ball is in your court. It's up to you now. In this case, where the people were hostile towards you, were you on their private property or were you on a public sidewalk in front of the property?
Public sidewalk in front of the property.
Okay, 100% legal. And let me tell you something else too for your listeners: if law enforcement interferes with your constitutional right of freedom of speech, it is a federal felony. That's
wow.
U.S. Code, Title 18. Section 241 and 242, known as conspiracy against rights under color of law. And if that happens and you are falsely cited or arrested while exercising your constitutional rights, you can file what's known as a 1983 civil rights lawsuit. And that's actually what I plan on doing if the police here don't back away while I'm exercising my constitutional rights. My attorney will file a 1983 civil rights lawsuit against the police department. And you can
Mike,
do that
we have to go
well.
To our first break. We'll be right back. This is amazing, amazing. We'll be right back. I have a couple questions. We'll come back, and we'll let our other two guys ask you some questions. Hang on, folks. Hang on.
Been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Well, dear Blood River Radio audience, you know, Mike was talking about we go for the head, or I was talking about the go for the head in the first hour. You know, this is the way, talking about Michael Tubbs, Michael Weaver had been going to cutting the head off of the beast by using their own laws against them. I was asking Mike, I think my old brain, I don't remember if I asked you before the break or during the break, I said, should you go to a police station, alert the nearest police station, you're getting ready to go to this, for instance, in my case, Bellevue Baptist Church. I mean, it's a monstrosity. It's huge. It really is. I call it one of the world's biggest whorehouses. But anyway, And I ask him, should you alert your lawyer before you go? Should you go to the police station for your, I'm talking about in a way for your safety, and have your phone cocked and loaded to dial 911. And we'll let Michael Weaver tell you what he told me. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, like I said, it's a case-by-case basis, because sometimes you don't want to alert the local police department because they may be hostile towards your First Amendment rights. And therefore, if you already alert them that you're going to be at a particular place at a time, they can already have officers there to try to harass you and intimidate you from exercising your God-given constitutional rights. So it's a case-by-case basis, but always make sure you have a friend with you to record everything, or do what I do and wear a body cam, and always have your, like I do, my lawyer. I have him on speed dial in case I have any interactions with law enforcement, and just do not answer any questions from law enforcement and assert your constitutional rights. But it's, do it by a case-by-case basis.
I got you. Before we go to Michael Tubbs and Rand, tell the people about a couple of incidents you've had there in Cartersville, and also include the one. Tell us about some confrontations you've had. I know you told me that this Jewish guy came up and he was harassing you. You were handing out literature, like you spoke, alerting people how much control that these antichrist, Christ-hating Jews have over our country. You know, and tell them about some of the incidents you've had there, how you got out of it, how it came out, and include the one, this lying bitch down there who accused you of being a neo-Nazi, a Klansman, threatening her, threatening to kill somebody, et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, first things first. April 19th, I had been distributing literature pretty much on a weekly basis at the Bartow County Courthouse. The sheriff's deputies that had every right to do it. It was, you know, protected speech. It didn't become an issue until April 19th, the day before my 42nd birthday. The Cartersville police officers responded to a call where a man had threatened me with a taser for putting out flyers there at the courthouse. Well, the police got involved, four officers arrived, and the lieutenant had the rookie cop issue me a citation for distributing flyers under a windshield wipers, which is a city ordinance. Long story short, it was going to go to municipal court. My lawyer filed a motion to take it out of municipal court, because we all know that municipal court always finds you guilty, and their main function is to fine you money, and so you can pay the city, you know, money for basically exercising constitutional rights. Well, I'm a man of principle. I'm not going to pay a government entity for exercising my rights that Americans have fought and died for. I'm just not going to do that. I'm a man of principle. I'm willing to go to jail for my beliefs. I'm going to do whatever I can possibly to legally change the status quo that's anti-white. My lawyer filed a 18-page motion to dismiss the charge, and it got moved over from municipal court to superior court, and the prosecutor has not contacted us yet with a court date. So if he does want to follow through with this, we will sue the city, because the officers went around and took my flyers off of every car in that parking lot. It was probably, I'd say, 150 to 200 flyers, which is interfering with my right to communicate with the public under the First Amendment. So if the city wants to pursue this case, then we will file a 1983 civil rights lawsuit. We will win in court. They will pay me damages, and basically I will let them know that I will put my flyers out at the public courthouse whenever I want to, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Now I will fast forward to the different case. My attorney and I recently filed a lawsuit for defamation of character, also known as libel per se, against a local female business owner who was using her private page to slander me and falsely accuse me of committing a felony of terroristic threats of threatening to kill people in the community, which is not true. It is slander. It's libel per se, because it was in print on her own public page. So my attorney just recently filed a civil rights a lawsuit against her for slander, defamation of character, and libel, and she will be getting served any day now with that lawsuit.
If you can, take a photograph of her when she gets served and forward it to Blood River. I would love to see her face when she gets served. That well, listen, Mr. Michael Tubbs, a.k.a. Green Beret Guy, What comments and questions do you have for Michael Weaver?
Well, I've known Mr. Weaver for quite a while, and I have the greatest amount of respect for him due to his incredible activism. I wish that he could serve as a role model for all of my members in the Florida League of the South about what they should be doing every single day. But what I was wondering, Mike, is can you tell us some things that the listeners should know about what not to do? I mean, for example, most people know that you can't put literature in a mailbox without postage on it. A lot of people make that mistake. And another thing is, in the literature that you put out, do you have any kind of a point of contact where people can learn more by going to a website or something rather than just the limited amount of information that's on the flyer?
Yes, I'll go ahead and answer that right away. Yeah, you're absolutely right, first and foremost, that putting flyers or any kind of literature in someone's mailbox is a federal felony. The only way to get around that legally is if you pay for postage and then mail it to the person. That is actually 100% legal. You cannot personally put it in their mailbox, though. On the other thing you're talking about, I just want people to know that, this basically – you know, stay within the law and everything. And, I want to make sure that I give people legal advice. I even have a BitChute channel of my activism. It's Michael the Truth Machine Weaver on BitChute, where I give people legal advice and pointers on how to do everything legal by the book. And so the system can't use any excuse to throw our people in jail for exercising their constitutional rights.
Mike Weaver, repeat that. Give the audience, give our listeners, our family, that your website one more time, your BitChute site.
It's Michael the Truth Machine Weaver. And that's my BitChute channel with about 90 videos of activism to show people how to legally do activism and stay within the bounds of the laws. Also, to answer Mr. Tubbs' question, yes, all these flyers have a website listed on these flyers is goyamtv.tv. So they can – and also we'll have a QR code on these flyers so people can take their smartphone, they can scan the flyer, and they can watch a video for further information. But we cover a wide range of topics. You know, from the Jews behind abortion, the Jews flooding our country with these illegal immigrants, the Jews behind pornography and hookup culture, the Jews that control the Biden administration, to how right now the Biden administration's over 80% Jewish, even though they're 3% of the population. So we're putting out facts to wake people up. And so perhaps maybe somewhere out there, there's another activist, you know, out there that will do what I do and continue on after I'm long gone, you know, and they'll continue on and then, you know, it spreads from there. So basically we want to try to educate as many people as possible so we can change our current predicament.
That's incredible. Rand, before you let Mike go, what a hell of a guest. Would you have any questions or comments, Rand?
Oh, certainly. I'd just like to say that like Michael Tubbs said, I admire Michael Weaver for his activism and his effort and just what he just said about passing it on to our people, man. I mean, that's what it's all about. We got to have somebody that's going to fight when we're gone. But the question I had for Michael Weaver is, Michael, have you made the local news or have you been censored? And if you have made it, how did they portray what you're doing?
Okay. It made the news one time with a news station based out of Atlanta, Georgia, about flyers being found at local businesses and at the Bartow County Courthouse. Since that coverage, there's been no further coverage to my knowledge of my activities other than the Anti-Defamation League's website, you know, the organization that was founded on child rape and murder that's going to, you know, stand in sanctimonious judgment of others when they were founded on child rape and murder. But no, it has the media has been censoring my efforts here.
Mike, we have to go to another break, and we'll hold you on for one more segment. Be right back, Mike. Be right back, audience. We'll be back right with Mike Weaver. Hang on, people. We'll be right back.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Georgia Republican Senate nominee Herschel Walker responded to disparaging remarks from former President Barack Obama during a Friday evening rally in the Peach State. Walker responded. He said that President Obama was here last night. He said, "I'm a celebrity." He got that one wrong, didn't he? "I'm not a celebrity. I'm a warrior for God." He got something else wrong, too. Remember 2 years ago he told us to vote for Joe Biden, didn't he? He got that one wrong, did he not? He's lost twice to Georgia already, hasn't he? So I think he probably needs to sit this one out, Walker said Saturday. What was the origin for COVID-19?
Senate Republican staffers have produced a report laying out their argument that the most likely origin of the coronavirus pandemic was what they call a, quote, research-related incident in China, unquote. The report cites lapses in safety at Chinese laboratories and argues there are evidence gaps in published scientific research pointing to natural origin of the virus from animals sold at a market in the city of Wuhan. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Republican Governors Ron DeSantis and Glenn Youngkin are touching down to the Empire State to support Representative Lee Zeldin as he looks to unseat Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul in an unexpectedly close race. Hochul led by double digits until October, when Zeldin's crime messaging seemed to increasingly resonate with New York voters. Zeldin now trails the New York governor by only 7.3 percentage points in the polls. And President Joe Biden Saturday, stopping to talk to reporters in Delaware outside a polling location, was asked about Russia's announcing it's suspending a grain export deal with Ukraine. Here was Joe's response.
It's really outrageous. It's been increased starvation. There's no reason for them to do that. But they're always looking for some rationale to be able to say the reason they're doing something outrageous is because the West made them do it.
This is USA Radio News.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
The Beaten is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I agree with people. We're so blessed tonight to have the one and only Michael Tubbs, the Green Beret survivor and the survivor of the federal gulag. We've got Rand Owens on tonight, and we have Mike Weaver. He's a brand new guest. He's giving some dynamite lessons. People, I guess you could say the name of this show tonight and every night, hopefully, if I have anything to do with it, is the theme will be solutions, real live action in the street, in the field, activism. That's what, you know, that's why I don't call Blood River Radio a show. We're not entertainment. We're like it's a mission. It's a defense mission. Just like I keep harking back to our website, it said our main mission in life of Blood River Radio was defend against the ongoing program, the campaign of global white genocide. And people, I know I don't have to tell you that are listening, but some of your friends and family will probably argue that. They'll say, oh, there's a conspiracy theory out there that white people are being replaced in the United States and Western Europe. Just because, they claim, just because there's millions and millions and millions of these mud people coming across the border every stinking year, well, that's going to dilute our population. But anyway, we're trying to actually give you some ideas on how to affect solutions, how to put action and activism into play instead of just talking about it and bitching and moaning. And Mike Weaver is really giving some great lessons. He's going to tell you about an incident where he was arrested for just exercising his God-given rights of self-defense. So take it away, Mike Weaver.
Yeah, sure. I had been an activist in Columbus, Georgia, where I was born and raised, and I had put out over 100,000 flyers by myself in the People's Republic of Columbus, Georgia. Well, I was well known there as a political activist on behalf of white people, and I was ashamed to do media interviews and to stand up publicly for white people. Well, in December of 2010, I was leaving a friend's house, and two black felons that both had beer bottles in their hand that were on felony probation at the time, I found out, tried to carjack me and get in my vehicle. I used pepper spray to repel the person that had grabbed my car door handle. And then I drove off. Well, later on, I told my friend what had happened, and he encouraged me to come back to the place, saying that there were some people there that I hadn't seen in a while, and they were going to have a party, and I should come back. Well, hesitantly, I did come back. About 30 minutes afterwards, got a knock on the door. There were two police officers, a white female and a black male. Well, the black male asked to speak to me. And I was speaking to him from the door, and he asked me to step outside. I said, no, I will speak to you from right here. He illegally came in my friend's house without a warrant, grabbed me by my arm, yanked me out of the house, and arrested me for simple battery, which was a misdemeanor at that time. I was taken to the county jail. My bond was something like $60, and it was actually so low that it was hard for my dad to find a bail bonds person that wanted the $60 to bail me out. So I got out on $60 bail. I went to my first court hearing. The, quote, victim didn't show up for court because he was already in jail on a probation violation. So then we had a second court hearing, and then the police officer didn't show up because they said he was in a different city for additional training. Well, fast forward it later on, I'm with my father, and we're in a car, and I'm pulled over by unmarked vehicles, including marked vehicles from the Muskogee County Sheriff's Office with guns drawn on me. At that time, I was arrested and charged with aggravated assault. Now, keep in mind, I was the only person to ever be charged in the state of Georgia for felony aggravated assault for defending myself with non-lethal pepper spray. I was then taken to jail and held for over $50,000 bond that I couldn't get out of until I went to court for non-lethal pepper spray.
That's bad or worse is what happened to Mac Michaels. That's just almost incomprehensible to me. By God Almighty. So before I go back to our other guys, with that in mind, I know it's a rhetorical question. So, and you know, you've been telling us about how we can go use federal court cases, precedents to go into court to defeat our enemy when they try to harass us or arrest us for peaceful activism, handing out flowers, holding up signs. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, how do we know, even though we're right as rain with the law, handing out our flowers and things, how much confidence would you have in the law protecting people like you, Mike, Rand, who we are in the street handing out materials like that? How much confidence do you have?
Well, first and foremost, don't make the mistake I did back then. I was naive, and I trusted a public defender, which is a public pretender. So first and foremost, never trust a public defender. They always basically work against you. They work with the state. They work with the prosecutor. And their basically job is to get you to plead guilty for a crime, you know, that you're not guilty of. So over 90% of court cases are actually handled through what's called a plea bargain, a plea deal, where they'll have a public defender coerce you to accept a guilty plea, even if you're not guilty, with a threat that if you don't take the guilty plea, the judge is going to give you the maximum sentence. In my situation, my public defender, Robin King, told me if I didn't plead guilty to something I wasn't guilty of, the judge was going to give me the max. Well, the max for aggravated assault in the state of Georgia is 20 years. So I was facing 20 years for defending myself with non-lethal pepper spray against two men that were on felony probation trying to carjack me. So what I always tell people is never, ever trust a public defender, always get a lawyer that is has or sympathizes with our ideas, or someone that you know that we can trust, like a friend that may be an attorney, but never, ever trust anyone working for the judicial system. And I say that with J-E-W, judicial system.
Amen. Brother Michael Tubbs, you have anything to add to that? Any questions?
No, I just wish Mr. Weaver would produce an activist manual for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about it?
I actually have not given that any thought. What I do is close to it is on my BitChute channel, and I also have Telegram, and I have Gab. I don't know, are you on Gab, gab.com, where they allow free speech?
No, I'm not.
Well, I get on Gab, Telegram, and my BitChute channel, and for, let's say, a new activist, I always give them advice on how to do everything legally. So I have, like, several forms that I can send to people, and they can print it out. So if they're doing activism, they can show it to a police officer to let him know all the laws, and that, therefore, they have to go by that and basically record everything. And I give them, you know, these sheets of paper so they can print it off for themselves when they're engaged in constitutionally protected activities. So that's basically the only thing I do from what you're talking about.
As a matter of fact, I believe that we used those documents before when we were handing out literature in the Lake City area, because we were often confronted near the Battle of Olustee with a different law enforcement asking us to quit what we were doing, and your documents helped us to continue what we were doing.
Yeah, my documents basically have various Supreme Court case laws that trump any ordinance that they have. So let's say that Florida has an ordinance against you distributing literature in this particular manner. Well, I'm going to give you Supreme Court case laws that trump any ordinance that they have, and the cops have to go by the Supreme Court case law, because that is higher than any ordinance that they can use against you.
Right.
Now, they'll try to lie to you and tell you that their ordinance trumps Supreme Court case law, but it's not true. It's not based on fact. I've been studying law for over a decade. I actually, in my past, have filed two lawsuits pro se in court, and one against two skilled attorneys in court in Columbus, Georgia.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
I have one final question. You know, I know when we had the Mac Michaels zone, prior to the Mac Michaels case, we've been told that there was an open carry, weapons carry in the state of Georgia. You know, since the Mac Michaels case, I think that's been turned over by the legislature there. I'm not sure. You live in Georgia, you would know. How about did that ordinance get, you know, the open carry, did that not cover pepper spray? What you got in trouble for?
It should theoretically, because like I said, pepper spray is a non-lethal, you know, device to repel someone, you know, that's trying to do you harm. Later on, there was a case after my case where a black woman had used pepper spray against five people, and one of the people were holding a five-month-old baby, and she used pepper spray against five people, including the person holding the baby. And she was only charged with two misdemeanors, which goes to prove to you that my case was politically motivated.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate you. We'll let you go now. We've got to wrap up a few odd and ends. Thank you so much, Mike Weaver, for coming on tonight. And please stay in contact with me, and I'll stay in contact with you. People, one hell of a show tonight. We'll be right back after this break. Thank you again, Mike.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Well, dear Blood River Radio audience, that's one hell of a show. I can barely keep up. We get all these really educated people on here that are experts in the field, like Michael Tubbs, Mike Weaver, like Dr. Hill. I almost don't know where to go. But listen, people, before we go back to Rand, I hope he didn't think I was rude. Probably the most critical issue facing us right now, I see where that communist, Satan-worshipping pedophile in the White House, Joe Biden, I see where he's getting ready to sign an executive order to fast-track the digital currency, the Federal Reserve, the United States Treasury Department's, I think they're going to call them Biden bucks, but what they're going to do, and we talked about this with CW about a month and a half ago, what they're going to do, they're going to have digital currency. We almost have, kind of much do have it, we have it right now, a digital currency to totally override any for instance, you won't be able to use any paper money like I had to use. If you know, when I go out and I cut yards and I get paid, I have to do that for a living sometimes. People will no longer be able to write me a check, give me cash money. If they pass that through, see, some people will call that the China way. See, if you're a bad little boy like Blood River Radio, the stuff we've been talking about, what they'll do, they'll cut your digital currency off. They can flip a switch and they can starve you out. There will be no more Blood River Radio, no more cesspool.
Yeah, the social credit score.
Yeah, you're that's right. Central. That's what they're gonna. There's no greater threat to our liberty than that. That's as great or greater than the so-called COVID, the so-called lockdown. At least when they locked you down, at least if you had the balls, you could go out, you could buy something to eat. But I think, in my opinion, that's the greatest threat. If we absolutely, positively, in our defense course, we have a guy on, we need to learn how to defend against the ending of our currency. We have to demand that these sons of bitches not be allowed to take our currency. We're forced to use, you know, the devil's currency. We need to go. Anyway, Rand, go ahead. What do you think about that, Rand? And ask any other questions you want, but I personally think that's the greatest. I don't know of a greater threat to our security and our safety and our ability to. Go ahead, Rand.
No, but Eddie, it's just more control. It's more control. That's all the more reasons to have chickens and hogs and other ways to survive. I'm surprised they haven't already done that. Absolutely. They want their thumb directly on us. There's no question about it. More control. But let me say this. Blood River Radio, in my humble opinion, is blessed to have now three exceptional Michaels. Have you thought about that? We got a lot of Michaels.
Yes.
with Dr. Michael Hill, our longtime leader, and I just can't say, I mean, Michael Tubbs speaks for himself, man. I mean, what else?
can I say, there was a reason. There was a reason that Rand Owens followed Michael Tubbs out of Lee Park that day to that parking garage. There was a reason for that. So Michael Tubbs kind of stands on his own. And now we have Michael Weaver, who, like Brother Tubbs just talked about, a model for activism. If we could just duplicate that, if we could just clone that somehow for the defense, you know, of our struggles. But I just can't commend these men, you too, Eddie, your guests, all the ones that are willing to come on here and share and talk about and aren't afraid to say the things that are said on this show. Hey, and look, all the things that we talk about on here, y'all, and I think every one of y'all agree with this, all the things that Michael Tubbs has talked about maneuvers and being prepared, all the things that's been said, all of that will be coordinated. If we'll just be patient, if we'll follow our Father's way, He will coordinate all of that for a remnant.
Yes,
it's repeated over. It's repeated over and over and over in our Father's word. And if you read that word and if you believe that word, you've got to believe that He's going to be with us. He's going to lead us through this. You got to believe that.
Yes, and everything we talked about, I like, you know, in Blood River, Rand can tell you, we in Blood River Radio, we always say we don't look at ourselves as a show. It's a calling. It's an action, and we believe in solutions, real action activism, real action solutions. Everything we've told people tonight, everything that Michael Tubbs, Dr. Hill, Michael Weaver said, everything you said, Rand, we try to help our people. And you're absolutely right. Before I forget, before we go out the air tonight, Rand, I would like you to ask you to close us out in prayer. We still have about 8 or 9 minutes. But, you know, I have one guy who's an expert. He knows more about money than anybody ever know. He's been on before, but we had to have an emergency session, guys. I'm serious. If we don't have a way to go to market and to buy goods and services, stuff we need, guns, beans, band-aids, boots, and bullets, we're screwed. You know, if we can't pay our light bill, we can't buy gasoline. I mean, it's going to be really bad. So we have to find a way. We have to, amongst our solutions we do here at Blood River Radio, we have to get my expert and another guy expert on, and we need to get a crash course, a crash system to put it in play. How to defeat this damn Jew money system that's coming out of the Federal Reserve. The United States is going to coordinate the whole thing. They're the ones that set up the International Bank of Settlements, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund. They're behind all that crap. All that crap is just another Jew scheme. You know, the Jews come out of the womb trying to figure out how to screw Christians, Gentiles out of their money. I mean, you use a credit card to buy something. They get their cut so many percent. You know, you go to gas pumps. If you pay cash, you save money. But, you know, they'll charge you an extra 3-5% if you use credit cards. But that's I'm just getting ready to close this out. I'm going to horse for one thing. But we have to find, besides bean band-aids, boots, and bullets, what kind of rifles to buy, what kind of pistols to buy, how to train, how to do ambushes. We've got to figure out how to get our own monetary system. And I think probably the only way, and I go back to Michael Tubbs a second, after this, our best hope is we have to succeed from the union. We have to get the Jew. We cannot survive. There's not enough room in the South for Christians and Jews. It's either them or us. I mean, that's that simple, because they hate us. They've been working since Adam and Eve. Been working since Christ. They want to exterminate us. And that's what they're trying to do. And we cannot allow that to happen. Back to you, Michael Tubbs.
Well, you kind of caught me by surprise there. But, yeah, our people need to start planning for what they're going to do when the electricity gets turned off. There's no water running or there's no heat. You need to be as totally self-sufficient as possible. Unfortunately, something like 85% of our country's or this union's population lives in urban areas. There's ways to survive in urban areas as well. There's urban guerrilla gardening. You can hunt pigeons, squirrels, raccoons, possums. All these things are in the cities. But we need to start stockpiling now, and we need to establish survival communities where we can barter with each other if the currency goes digital, and we don't want to participate in that. Then we need to go back to a barter system and start growing our own food, like Rand said. I mean, Rand's a subject matter expert there, I believe. Start raising some small livestock, rabbits, chickens, or larger goats, pigs, whatever you can. And get a rainwater collection system going for your garden and for bathing, for cleaning, for drinking. There's a lot of things that we could do right now in preparation for the collapse of this empire, this rotting empire. And we need to start looking into it right now and taking some active steps in that direction.
Rand, what do you have to say about that? I'll just chime in. We need people. I encourage you, if you have a saving account, checking account, whatever, and it's in United States dollars, you need to get rid of those dollars and start getting it. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I think gold and silver has been around, forever. Abraham bought Sarah's, his wife's tomb. He bought it with silver. It's been around forever. If gold and silver is no good anymore, well, then we're Simple Creek. Rand, would you like to chime in on that, buddy, before you take us out?
Well,
go ahead.
Mine right there is that if all this goes down, the grids go down, the shelves become empty in Montgomery, Alabama, my biggest worry is defending what I got. I mean, I got a few cows. I got a couple of cows I could milk. Patty's got a lot of chickens. We get plenty of eggs. So, but how long do you think it's going to take? People say, well, we're going to move out in the outskirts of Montgomery, which is becoming more and more populated. Each day, the traffic is terrible. It's unbelievable, the traffic, how traffic has changed in certain rural areas where I travel. But how long you think it's going to take for these undesirables to get out to Marbury, Alabama, or Pine Level, Alabama, or Prattville, Alabama? It's not going to take them long. And the only thing that they know is to come take your stuff. And if you ain't prepared and even more so willing to defend it, you're going to be a sad case.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of casualties. We talk about the people in these suburbs that don't know any way to go. There's going to be a lot of casualties. There's not much doubt in my mind about that.
You got that right. Before I forget, I was going to remind our audience, I will not be here next week. It'll be Rand, Nancy Hitt, and Monica Schaefer. Rand, before we forget, I don't know how much time we've got, but take us out. We don't have much time, but go ahead. Take us out in prayer, Rand.
Sure, let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, Father, we just want to thank you tonight, Lord. We just want to thank you for this opportunity. We want to thank you for this opportunity to promote you, Yahweh, our Father in heaven, to promote you and your living word. And Father, we know the ones that are on this show, the ones that listen to this show, the ones that are like-minded, we know that we have to labor and we have to be prepared. But Father in heaven, we know that the victory is yours. We know that through you and through your will, if we'll just comply with you, that we will have the victory. And we pray this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
Amen, amen. People, tune in next week. That'll be the 5th when I will be out of town, but we'll have a great Dynamite show for you. Good night, Cameron. Thank you so much, Cameron. Thank you, Michael Tubby. God bless you, brother. God bless you, Rand. God bless you, audience, you family members who keep this on the air. Good night, everybody.